Hi, and welcome to New Every Day. My name is Carrie.
And my name's Jen. And on today's show, tell a lie and you'll cry?
No, die.
Die.
Part two.
Part two.
Welcome back, everyone, to New Every Day. We are so thankful that you've tuned in and so thankful to be able to stop. And for us recording now, it's the end of our work week, kind of. And it's so good to stop and talk about God and like actually open the Bible and read it and talk about it.
Oh, yes. Like, even though I work in a church, it sounds really interesting for me to be saying, yeah, this is the first time I've talked about scripture in a few days to someone.
Yeah, and talk about it because it's real and it has something to say into our lives today because it's the living and active word of God.
Yes, and Carrie and I, and we've said this before, we don't often, I want to say, pre-talk before we talk. Yeah. And so as I was preparing, all I could think was, oh, I wonder what Carrie's perspective is on this, and I wonder what she's going to bring to the show, because we want to try to keep it as fresh as possible for you who listen.
So it's not scripted.
It is not scripted. And so today we are back in Acts chapter 5, not Acts chapter 2, is what
That's
I
correct.
Said last week. And so I'm going to read it from the New International Version.
Okay.
And so beginning to read at verse 1. Now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, also sold a piece of property. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest of it put it at the apostles' feet. Then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied to men, but to God. When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. And great fear seized all who heard what had happened. Then the young men came forward, wrapped up his body, and carried him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter asked her, tell me, is this the price you and Ananias got for the land? Yes, she said, that is the price. Peter said to her, how could you agree to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of the men who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out also. At that moment, she fell down at his feet and died. Then the young men came in, and finding her dead, carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last week we talked about how lying can fracture relationships because friendships, close relationships are all built on trust. So once you fracture that, it's awfully hard to develop that again. But how much more how much more severe is it when we sin and lie because we are speaking the native language of the devil who lied from the beginning, right? Look at the Garden of Eden when he was with Adam and Eve. And Eve went to go take the fruit and he said, you will not surely die if you lie. You will not die. He was essentially saying, no, God lied to you.
Yes. Or was he telling a half-truth? Because in her mind, was she thinking physically dying?
But did she know what even that meant? Because there was no death.
I know.
How can you comprehend that? Anyways, that's an aside. But yeah, he said, you shall not surely die.
Yes.
But she did.
I know. And I'm just going to sidetrack us. And if we get sidetracked for the whole show, don't worry. What we were originally going to talk about.
Don't worry.
We'll wait till next week. But verse 3 where it says, then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Like,
what does it mean?
What does that mean?
Satan has filled your heart.
So, I think that's a great question.
Now, I don't think that... Okay, what are you going to read?
Well, no, I'm reading one of my commentaries here at the bottom.
Very good.
And it says nothing, which isn't very helpful.
Now,
it says partially that it was... prompted and encouraged by Satan.
Okay.
So I can buy that. We encourage you to wrestle through this with us because some people would say, well, is it even possible that he was a believer? Like, here he was, a part of the group, right? It says... you know, they said it goes back to verse 32 of chapter 4. Says the believers share their possessions. All the believers were of one heart and mind. No one claimed that any of the possessions were of his own, and they shared everything. And it goes through and talks about Joseph, which we talked about, Joseph slash Barnabas. Now, or your version says, but a man named Ananias, together with his wife,
who was in full knowledge.
Yeah. And so, what does the but mean?
Well, the word but highlights a contrast, right?
Yes.
So, looking at Barnabas, the son of encouragement, he was bringing the money that he had received from selling land and laid it at the apostles' feet. What's interesting is that Barnabas was from the country of Cyprus. So if land is often like passed down in families, then I wonder if the land that he owned and sold was actually from Cyprus, which is a whole lot more valuable than Jerusalem. So it kind of like added weight to his gift that he was bringing, right, to be a son of encouragement and lay it at the apostles' feet.
Right.
So then I wonder what the land that Ananias and Sapphira sold. And yet they still withheld some of it. I don't know, like...
Right, and is it because... And I'm not really sure where Cyprus is, but thinking about what you're talking about, if it was worth more, and if it was part of the family inheritance, what was he saying by selling it?
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus calls us, right, to come away from our family, right, to pick up our cross, follow him, and we are to hate mother and father, right? We are to just be willing to cut off...
Yeah.
Whatever that is. So,
like, we love them, but not in the sense that they're going to supersede
right.
Jesus.
And so was he declaring, this land, my family, it is not going to hold me back. Because if I hold on to that land, I'm going to have to tend it. I'm going to have to go back there. And God is calling me to something else. So was that him saying,
I've put my hands to the plow and I'm not looking back. I'm all in.
Yeah. And so then you get the but. Or the...
But.
And.
Just keeping that little piece.
Yeah. And so here, you know, Ananias and Sapphira also sold. So an agreement. They also sold a piece of property. And with his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest of it to the apostles' feet. So my question is, why?
Why'd they do that?
Yeah.
So was it motivated in fear that, you know, being in this community, like, what if I actually don't get some of the goods that other people sold? Like, are our needs really going to be met in this new community? Is God really going to meet our needs? Was there some fear underlying that? Mm. Like, I got to take care of myself. Or was it greed, right?
In which way?
They want to keep the money.
Oh, greed in that sense.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question.
Like, what are the motives of the heart?
Ooh. So on that note, we're going to take a break. We want you to think about what were the motives or what motivated Ananias and Sapphira to keep back some of the money or to even only give a portion. What was it that they were trying to accomplish. So think about that. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost, for just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
it's
on
true.
There. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Welcome back. You are watching New Every Day. I'm Carrie. That's Jen. We are in the middle of talking about Acts chapter 5,
yep.
Ananias and Sapphira, and you asked...
Well, I asked the question, what motivated them from holding some of the money back or only giving a portion of it? And I'm wondering if it had to do with status in the community.
Okay, what do you mean?
Well, because here, Barnabas gave everything, and I'm sure everybody went, wow.
He's legit.
Like... He's the what?
Legit.
Oh, legit. Yeah, like he's the real deal. He just gave up everything. He sold it from his out of his family, if that's the case. And so Ananias and Sapphira, they might have been looking around going, we want to feel important too.
Oh, yeah.
We want the fame, right? And remember how Jesus talked about, don't look to move yourself to the front of the line. Don't look for the best places to sit.
Yeah.
Because the thrower of the party, the host of the party, will actually come if somebody who's greater than you and will ask you to move. But actually look to sit in the lower places, and then the host of the party will see where you're sitting and he will move you up. So is this, are Ananias and Sapphira saying, you know what? We're going to get our own place to sit right at the front. And so this is about show.
Well, it's very interesting because earlier in Acts, now where is it? Oh, no. Acts chapter 8 that's coming up. There's the sorcerer, right? Is his name Simon?
Yep, Simon the sorcerer.
Yes. And he saw the apostles doing really great things and miracles and healing people. And when they laid their hands on other people, they received the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues. And it was amazing.
Right.
And then he perceivably came to Christ, became a Christian, right. Baptized, whatever, and wanted to purchase that ability so that he could wow people. So the motivation to attain greater spiritual understanding, whatever... or relationship with God was actually to elevate himself in the eyes of others.
Yes, and I'm wondering if that's what they're doing here. So then I immediately, because as soon as we start pointing fingers, right, we have ooh, look at all these other ones pointing back at me, and I'm like, okay, Jen, when have you done something to sort of puff yourself up in front of other people? And I'm just like,
oh, man.
Because we do that, right? Because we want the attention. We want we want people to think well of us. And it's like telling the fish story. How big was the fish that you caught?
Oh,
it was this big.
Massive.
And really it was this big. Or
we want a good story. Stretch the story.
And it's even interesting because Carrie and I have started, because we've had this conversation before about telling the honest truth, right?
Yeah.
So when sometimes you'll be telling a story and... to make yourself look better or whatever, then you'll embellish or you won't tell quite the right way. And then you'll be and we've started because we'll say, well, actually, it was this big or it was this, and we'll start correcting ourselves, because we've realized we haven't told the correct truth, and we are not to puff ourselves up. Like it says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. And it's like,
You know, it's interesting. I was speaking with my little cousin who's 8, and he's just, I love him so much. And he knows I love him so much. But he'll tell me stories and the context of the story, and it's just not making sense. Oh, I did this, and then I, you know, said this to this friend, and then I rode my skateboard faster, whatever. And I'm like, are you telling the truth, or are you telling a story? Because tell me when you're telling a story. I'll listen to it. And I was with another friend, well, James Chapman.
Yes.
He's been on the show. I was with James, and he heard my little cousin telling a story, and he said, you know what, buddy? You don't have to tell a story. We're going to love you anyway.
Yeah.
We're going to love you no matter what you say, so you don't have to tell a story that makes it sound awesome.
And, those are good words.
And he was quiet on the other end, and I was struck to the heart thinking, I don't have to tell a story for my true friends to really love me.
Yeah.
Or for God to really love me, to say, well, I gave this, or I did this. I know that he loves me. And, you know, my favorite verse, the love of Christ compels us, that should be our motivation for giving, right?
And yeah.
And I wonder if Ananias and Sapphira had encountered the living Jesus, what the response would be, if they had seen him on the cross and realized the implication of him rising from the dead to bring them new life so that they didn't have to live in bondage to that sin anymore. What the response would have been? Would it not have been to give everything for him?
Yeah.
And when I think about what motivates me to do some things, I have to stop and check sometimes, and at work sometimes too, you know, why was I kind or not kind to that person or what have you. I got this book from one of my colleagues, actually, who got it from an older neighbor, and it was written, I think it's in the late 1800s, because there's a note written in here. It says, to Miss Ethel M. Stoddard, St. Luke's Hospital, New York, January 16th, 1900.
That's cool.
And it's called Our Work for Christ, A Book for Hospital Nurses and How to Relate to Suffering People. And the first chapter is on motives.
No way.
Yes. And the scripture verse that's cited here, it says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And I love that last piece, because it's a sentence of hope that God will lead us in the way everlasting, and that Jesus set the example for us to follow him walking in the truth. And that's the way everlasting, you know?
So did Ananias see the accolades that Barnabas was getting and went, we want that too? And how often do we do that? We see all of, you know, we look at someone who's has success in some areas, and we start to, you know, that jealousy. Like, were they jealous? Like, were they, or envious of what Barnabas was getting, even though he gave up everything? But it actually probably raised him in status within the group, because he genuinely gave up everything. And they were like, we want that too.
But what is it that actually makes us desire for other people to say that about us? Why do we like it so much? Why do we want it so much? Why do you want it? Why do I want it? Like, what do you think?
I think it's the acceptance. We so long to be accepted by people. We want to be loved by people. It's that relationship, right? It's like, we were created to be in relationship. We were created to be loved, but we look in so many of the wrong places, right? Or we try to get it for ourselves, that it gets warped. And we think, I have to lie in order that people will love me. I have to tell half truths so that people don't really see the real me. Or if they really knew that, that I had done those things, they wouldn't love me. Because even Paul, like Peter goes on to say, like, you didn't have to lie. Like, he says, you didn't have to give. Like, you didn't...
Oh, yeah, it was already yours.
It was already yours.
And when you sold it, wasn't the money yours too already? You had the choice. So do you think that they could have, like, given a portion and been like, you know what, this is only a portion. We have kept some of it for ourselves.
Yes. I think that's
exactly
right.
That would be the truth.
Because that's the truth. And that's what Peter is saying. Like, it was yours to be. And it says that we're of one heart and mind. No one claimed that any of his possessions were his own, but they shared everything. But they were willing to share. And I think it's okay to say, I'm not willing to share. Like, maybe we have this set aside for something else. But Peter's saying, just be honest. Like, that's what we want.
That's
just
a good point.
Honesty.
Well, that is a good point.
And so it goes back to that first question that I asked, you know, that I read somewhere, you know, where Ananias and Sapphira saved. I want to say, to be honest, we can't judge, but I don't think they understood the fullness of the love and acceptance of Christ.
Right.
I don't think we truly understand the love and acceptance of Christ, because how often at the end of the day do I go, oh, dear Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, I lied today, or I didn't tell the whole truth, or I puffed myself up. Like, even I think when we're in our suffering, oh, I'm really suffering. Like, I had a, like, how was your day?
Oh, I did so hard. Like,
so Carrie comes in last night, and I'm like, I've been waiting for hours for you to come home.
I just got home from work at, like, what?
Like
9:30. And I'm like, what? You knew I'd be home at this time.
And so I'm like, well, actually, no. But I you know, it's nice to see you. I wasn't waiting, but there was an element of me that said, I was like, I had actually had a hard day. Some stuff had come up, and I was like, I really did want to talk to her, but I'm like, let's just really ham it up.
No, I'm so sad. But anyway, it was funny.
But instead of just saying, oh, I'm so glad you're home, I have lots to tell you, it's like, no, feel sorry for me. Feel sorry for me.
And I'm like, I knew you were joking, but
we
it's
do
true.
Tend to inflate whatever in order to get the attention. And so I don't know what was going on totally. We can only really guess about what was going on with Ananias and Sapphira. But it does come down to the motives of the heart. And the thing is, the Lord knows the motives of the heart.
Mm.
Right? It says, 1 Samuel 16:7, the Lord does not look at the things that people look at. People look at the outward appearance. So all the people would have been like, wow, look at that. But the Lord looks at the heart. And the thing that we're going to actually pause on for this week and hit up next week is the fact that not only does the Lord know the content of our heart, he then will tell other people what the truth is, because that's what the gift of discerning of spirits is. So on that note, we're going to pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much that your acceptance is total and complete. And Lord, forgive us where we have not, where we fully don't understand that. And would you help us just to sit with you and allow you to love us? And would you show us those hurt spots in our hearts where we really struggle with acceptance and belonging, and when we have taken things into our own hands to gain acceptance and love of others? Lord, it says to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and you will lift us up. So Lord, would you help us to be real with you and real with others, and let you work it out? So Lord, we commit our lives again to you with regards to truth in the innermost places. We pray for our viewers as they're watching and they're thinking about, well, what motivates me to tell lies or to be untrue? And Lord, that you would draw near to them and you would convict them to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth. We ask for your help in your name, God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we look forward to seeing you next week on neweveryday.tv. Check out our website, and we will see you next week.
See you next week. And thank you to all of our sponsors, by the way. Partners.
Partners.
Partners.